Welcome to Energitis Talk Show, where I talk to personalities who can lift our energy to higher levels. Enjoy. Welcome to Energitis Talk Show, where I have the great honor to talk to my absolute favorite person on YouTube, Dan the Man, the Life Regenerator. Dan's message is very simple yet profound. He always talks about juice for energy, herbs and vegetables for healing, and the intention of unconditional love. Back when I did research for my migraine book, I discovered Dan the Man. That was about a year ago, and I have been watching his videos every day ever since. And it's funny because Dan often says that he tries to keep his videos, you know, less than 12 minutes. But I don't care if they are 12 minutes or if they are an hour and a half. I just enjoy every second. And, you know, I believe that there is a big difference between knowing what to do and doing what you know. And what Dan's videos, they do for me is that they make me want to walk the talk. They motivate me to live the truth every day and to inspire me. So, you know, for the first time in my life, my diet has nothing to do with willpower. It's just something, it's something that comes from within. And I really give Dan the honor for awakening that part of me. So I am very emotional and excited about this show today. Also, I have an amazing treat for all the Danish listeners because we are working on getting Dan to Denmark in the spring. I'm not going to be the host, but I am going to do a power talk on that event. And if you want more information, just make sure that you sign up for the newsletter at my website, which is koldtoft.dk, koldtoft.dk. So I am so excited. Are you on the line, Dan?
I'm right here.
Welcome. How are you?
I woke up this morning in very, very good spirits. I must tell you that I'm happier in my life than I've ever been.
I'm so happy to hear that. Dan, will you start by sharing a little bit about how and why you got into the raw food?
I was interested in nutrition as a bodybuilder. I started lifting weights at about 19 years old when my girlfriend broke up with me, and I needed something to do with all that energy. So I started lifting weights and reading about a lot of nutrition, and I did bodybuilding for about 10 years, you know, off and on. And one day I was walking around the streets of Seattle, and I walked into a bookstore, and this guy said to me inside the bookstore, he said, "Do you want to know the real truth?" And I said, "Well, of course, you know." And he handed me this little $1 book, and it was called The Essene Gospel of Peace. And it was I had up to this time already, I had drank some carrot apple juice, and I was taking wheatgrass maybe once a week. So I had a little bit of raw foods in there, but I was eating a lot of meat and chicken and ice cream and whey protein and a lot of dead foods, I call them now. And of course, I wasn't very happy, and my health was not very good at all. I was big and I was pretty strong, and I was having fun working out. But when I found out about the raw foods, it was a real profound transformation. It was raw foods and fasting, and it just made a lot of sense to me. Mm-hmm. And I became a raw food person overnight, and that was October of 2000, and about 12 years ago. And I have never looked back since then.
So Dan, when you say it was a profound experience, was it more than something that happened with your body? Was it also a spiritual experience for you?
Well, at the risk of sounding a little bit strange, it felt like I could pick up where I left off in my last lifetime. Mm-hmm. It was very strange. And then all of a sudden, now the Essene Gospel of Peace, the Essenes, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The Essene Gospel, the Essenes were a group of highly spiritual, religious, worshipers of God, if you will. And it just felt like it just felt like this is where I left off. I literally felt filled by a light. And I became a raw food person that very moment that I was finished reading that book. And I've been about 98% raw fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds since that time.
Mm-hmm. I have noticed in your videos that you never judge any foods. You don't talk bad about meat or milk products or anything, but you often talk about different levels of cleaning the body, different levels of detox. Could you share that with us?
Oh, that's the key, that the world is running around and they're calling this disease that and this disease that, and they're prescribing pills and cutting things out of you. And my mantra is don't cut it out, clean it out. You know, the body is composed of trillions of cells. And when those cells get clogged up with metabolic waste, then they can't function properly. And you begin the downward spiral of what is called aging and dis-ease. So what you do is you clean out and detoxify and energize the cells through a process of alkalization, which disperses a lot of the metabolic waste and allows them to be removed from the body. And so there's different vibrations of foods, of course, and the most high vibrational, easily digestible foods, which are the fruits and vegetables, in my opinion, do contain everything that the human body needs.
Okay. So you say that there are many different diseases, but actually the healing is the same deal. So it doesn't really matter, as I understand it, if you have like cancer or diabetes or migraines or whatever kind of thing that manifests, whatever kind of link, which is your weakest link in the body, will be that disease you will get. You know what I mean? But the healing is the same. Is that right?
Yeah, the healing is the same because it's the removal of the metabolic wastes that are inhibiting the function of your glands, organs, and the trillions of tissues and cells in your body. So no matter what they call the disease, the process of the removal of the inflammation and the waste matter or the toxemia is the same. And it's going to be detoxification and fasting, some type of deep tissue detoxification process through alkalization and energization of the cells.
So what is the top level of detoxing your body? Like the top three levels?
Well, there might be, there's many different levels. Let's go over that real quick, and I'll try to come up with I've never really designed one, but I'm doing it real quick in my head. First of all, there's just plain old raw foodism, which really is not a detoxification program. It's just the way that we were designed to live. Every living organism, every animal eats living food. So the raw food is basically step one, which means quit killing yourself, because all the dead food is clogging up your lymphatic system and clogging up and inhibiting the function of your cells. The cells can't breathe, so they're choking in their own waste matter. So raw food, and that can include even gourmet, a lot of nuts and stuff like that. Stop killing yourself, step one. Step two is cleaner raw foodism, which is the fruits and the vegetables. So a diet of just pure fruits and vegetables, the reason why I promote that is because it slowly but surely allows people to continue to function and energize while slowly detoxifying. Then you get up to the next level, which is going to be fruits and green juice diet, which is what I recommend for like most people. That's pretty much where I live almost all the time, is whole fruits and green juices. That's basically almost the extent of my diet. A little bit of fat every once in a while with some avocados, some nuts and seeds. And then there's another level beyond that, which would be either just a mono fruit diet of like watermelons for 3 days or 7 days or 21 days. I have a friend that did nothing but watermelon, lemon for 45 days. I have another friend that ate just oranges for 6 months and had profound spiritual experiences. And then on that same level, there is just the liquid diet or some type of, green juice feasting or fasting, if you will. And then beyond that, there would be some something like the Master Cleanse with a lemon and ginger and some honey. That's my version of the Master Cleanse, all whole raw foods. I don't like the cooked maple syrup. I think the cayenne can be a little bit irritating, where the ginger is more nourishing and tonifying and produces the same effect. And then after that, you go with the water fasting, which is the ultimate. People should prepare themselves for at least 6 months, if not like a couple of years. Now, anyone and everyone can take a day off from food here and there to help accelerate the process, rest the pancreas, rest the heart, rest the kidneys, rest the liver, rest the whole digestive system, 24 to 36 hours, take a break. But if you want to do water fasting and get to the very high levels, which I don't talk about that much, I don't recommend it, because only maybe 2 or 3% of the people are at that place. Water fasting is very safe, but people are very sick and they could remove the toxins too fast. That's why I stay with the basics, and that's just eat your fruits and vegetables, and that'll slowly but surely wake you up. And as you educate yourself more on detoxification, raw foods, and fasting, then you can get an idea of what you need to do for yourself personally. And that kind of keeps me out of the danger zone with anybody doing anything crazy and going on like a 40-day water fast in the desert, because Dan the Man did it or something. You know what I mean? So I try to just promote fruits, vegetables, green juices, and then, you know, give everyone the responsibility on themselves, because if you don't take responsibility for your health, no one's going to. It's up to, you know, if it's going to be, it's up to me.
And it's funny, Dan, because this message is so simple, but yet so confusing to a lot of people, including myself. My story is that I've been suffering a lot from migraines, so I've been trying all kinds of diets to feel better. And it was not until I did interviews with different people who had almost healed their migraines with food that I stumbled upon Alicia Grant, who I did the podcast before this one. I did that with her, and she's a raw food coach. And I was introduced to the 80-10-10 diet and the raw food and started doing that. And it's the first time in my life I actually start to feel better. I have more energy. My skin has been clearing up. I feel fantastic. But what I meet is, oh, you can't eat all that fruit. And how do you get full? And where do you get your proteins? And, you know, I posted a recipe the other day on my Facebook with just bananas and celery. And a person wrote down there, you know, oh, it was not responsible of me because bananas was not good if you had breast cancer. There was too much sugar in it, and it wasn't responsible of me to post that recipe because so many women, they have breast cancer. And I'm thinking, is that really true? Or, you know, what is your take on all that with the proteins and the fats and everything that we have learned that is good health? That's a big question, I know.
Take the politically correct nutrition paradigm and do just the opposite. You know what I'm saying? Because they are killing you with their ignorance. You know what I mean? Like, I know, because I go around everywhere. And guess who the healthiest people are with the best skin, the best attitude, the best health, the most energy? Every single time is the people that consume a diet that consists predominantly of fresh fruits and fresh vegetables. Every single time, without a doubt, there's not even one question in my mind that that's the case. Now, I've done this for 12 years, and I can tell you right now, the more fresh fruits and vegetables I eat in the simple combinations, the better I feel. And so the ignorance is going to be there forever. People haven't got a clue. Protein is killing everybody. You cannot absorb and utilize all that protein, so it's rancidifying and putrefying inside the human organism, and it's causing more health problems. And you got to ask yourself, does a cow need to drink milk to make milk? No, it eats grass and makes milk. And also, does an elephant need to eat other elephants to build muscle? No, it eats plants and leaves. So the elephant isn't eating other elephants or other animals to, and you want to arm wrestle? I mean, the trunk of an elephant is stronger than your whole body, and he eats nothing but green plant foods. So the whole thing is crazy. We could go on that for about forever. And the ignorance that's out there, and the the monetary system that has everyone just sick. It's called the death industry. And there's no profit in people like me that eat fruits and vegetables and never get sick.
Exactly. But I think it's confusing to people because of the media and because of, you know, when the Danish Cancer Association says, oh, you should maximum have 2 pieces of fruit every day and avoid bananas, grapes and dates. You know, people, they believe that.
But it helps to have an understanding of why they would say that, because here is the truth about the sugar. If you're eating a lot of sugar and you're sitting on your duff all day, it's going to cause you problems. You can't have a lot of fermenting sugar in your blood either, just like you can't have a whole bunch of protein rotting in your blood, just like you can't have a whole bunch of fat rotting in your blood and turning into a rancid mess. So that's why it's important to eat and be fit and get oxygen and get sunlight and be happy, because here's what it is. If you eat too much, you're going to kill yourself, no matter what it is, no matter how good the food is. You know, if you eat too much, it's going to make you age fast. Yeah. And you're going to have problems, and it's going to leave behind too much metabolic waste, even if it is fruits and vegetables. So everyone has to gauge their own common sense. You have to really, you know, understand yourself. And so I wouldn't have cancer and sit around and eat a bunch of fruit either and just sit around. I would go out and I would get physical fitness. So there is, you know, it helps to understand what's going on. It's kind of hard to explain on a podcast.
You're doing a good job.
But yeah. you need to eat the right amount of food. 2 moderate-sized meals is like is mastery. 1 level at noon and 1 level at 6 o'clock or 6 or 7 o'clock. That's the level of mastery. 2 moderate-sized meals where you absorb and digest everything, where you're very active during the day, like a normal, healthy animal would be. And not just sitting around, you know, watching TV, having a bunch of food sit in your stomach, or Thanksgiving where everyone goes and eats themselves sick. And then next week it's Christmas. And after that, it's New Year's. And then around the first of the year, everybody's gained 15 pounds and they're all sick.
Exactly.
You know? And so I don't stop year round. And I don't, every meal that I have is a celebration. I try to do my best to sit there and eat it in a peaceful, highly awareness, paying attention to what I do. I try to eat as simple as I can, because then the apostat shuts off in my brain. I eat just the right amount without getting too full, but without making sure I have enough to have enough energy. I just, like, I'll be stressed out and I'll just be stuffing stuff in my face unconsciously, and it doesn't digest well. So it's a very much practice of awareness and getting to know yourself. No one can write a book and say, this is how it is for the whole human race, because some people live in Florida where it's 85 degrees and some people live in Michigan where it's 20. It's a whole different story. And so you got to educate yourself. Everyone has to be responsible to educate themselves.
Yes. But the fruits are going to give you the energy. That's my experience as well. And if you exercise, you will burn off that sugar, so you don't actually have to worry too much. And if you keep the fat low, then the sugar can actually travel from the blood and out into the cell. Is that correct?
That is correct. You got that right. Too much, a high fat diet in any sense of the word is not good. Mm-hmm. A high protein diet is definitely not good.
No.
And I personally, you know, for what I try to do is simplify this. And of course, people call me up for consultations and I can get into the specifics of their, you know, situation. And it's always different, because I find out what people are doing wrong is really what I need to find out. What are you doing wrong that's making, oh, you're going to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning? Okay, well, you need to go to bed earlier or whatever. But I try to simplify this thing. And for me, what I've found, like the way to say this the most simple, is that I eat about 50% fruit and 50% vegetables. And then every day I'll have some nuts and seeds, or an avocado, or a little bit of coconut meat. And that's all that I need. And so when I stay on the half fruits, half vegetables, that keeps me nice and stable. And if, like, every once in a while, I did a 7-day juice cleanse, a couple weeks ago just to bump up the detox, and I make sure I get lots of rest. I eliminate stress. I moderately exercise. I don't beat up my body with intense exercise because that just produces more acid waste for the lymphatic system to deal with. So very much, I never thought I would say this, but you know, after all this time, I'm becoming more moderate, more down the middle of the road, moderate diet, moderate in your, although fruit and vegetables may seem extreme, it really isn't, because those are the foods with the antioxidants and the astringent properties and the minerals and the beautiful colors that actually absorb into the blood and come out through the skin from cherries and the berries and the grapes and the melons. All those foods are really good, but it's you have to make sure that at some point in the day, you go out for at least a half an hour to a good couple hours of walking or some yoga. You have to do something to build muscle, because the more muscle you have, the cleaner your body will metabolize those fruits and vegetables, you know?
Awesome. So then one of my clients saw your video that's called A Day in the Life with the Life Regenerator.
That's right.
And he said, oh, Gitte, could you please ask Dan if he is full on that diet? Because he thought you didn't eat a lot of food. And he said, if I would eat like that, I would be starving. What is your opinion about that and calories and being full?
I don't know. Didn't you guys see how many figs I ate?
That's what I said.
I ate about 3/4 of that box. Sophia ate the other little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, what did I have? I think I had the tea that
yeah,
morning,
you
right?
Did.
I had the tea. Those goji berries are concentrated nutrition. And I had a little bit of honey in there. That kept me going from 9 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Those figs, I must have ate good 5 or 8 pounds of figs. I don't know. And then what did I have for dinner? I don't even remember.
You had a big salad.
Yeah, that salad. Yeah. And that had tomatoes and peaches. And the thing is, that was a great day. I felt fantastically satisfied on every single level. Mm-hmm. What happens is that the cleaner your body gets, the more you absorb.
Yeah.
And then that's one thing. And then there's another level where you're like a master. You're going right down the middle. You don't want to get too full, or you lose an hour or two on digestion, an hour or two of your day digesting food where your mind isn't as sharp. So you got to go right down that middle, and it's self-control, and it's a level of mastery. It's the next level of a master would not fill himself so full of food that he couldn't meditate or do his work. So he just eats just enough to about 2/3 to 3/4 full and then stops. And that digestion is smooth and easy. If you fill your stomach up too full, then you lose a little bit of the day trying to digest. You kind of got to take a little nap. Now, raw foods is a little bit different, but I've still found it to be, you know, very beneficial to learn how to stop before you're completely full. But no, that day I was very, very satisfied. It just takes some time. And you learn that really, when you simplify your foods and you really learn to relish the simple foods, just like I love the taste of lettuce. It wasn't always like that, but I just love the taste of plain old lettuce. Yeah. I can eat like 2 heads. And I'm just absorbing that. I live off other things. I live off the joy in my mind and the excitement for the next moment.
Yeah.
I'm also very thin, so I don't need that many calories. So when you start absorbing better, you don't need to eat as much.
That's a good point. And also I like the point you did about, or you said about being more clear, you know, when you don't fill yourself up. And that actually leads me to wanting to talk more about spirituality and food. So, you know, I don't know if you are up to a part two. So we end this interview and it'll be all about the food. And I would love to pick your brain about the spirituality and, you know, what you say all the time, love is the most important thing. Is that okay with you?
That'd be great. Let's do it.
thank you so much for listening to this show with the Life Regenerator. Most of my podcast episodes are in Danish, but you can find English episodes with Alicia Grant, Michael Beckwith, and James Roche. And I'm currently working on an international podcast show, which is called MyLifeWithMigraine.com, MyLifeWithMigraine.com, and it will be ready in about 9 months from now, and we are now in August 2012. Take really good care of your health and have a fantastic day. Bye!